This show is sponsored by MyOliveLeaf.biz, MyOliveLeaf.biz, and The Hurricane Report, merchandise and more.
Heat!
Burn this thing!
In the name of Jesus!
In the name of
Satan, you bow your knee!
Satan, you bow your knee!
You fall on your face!
You fall on your face!
COVID-19!
COVID-19!
I blow the wind of God.
The wind of God
on you.
On you.
You are destroyed forever.
You are destroyed forever.
And you'll never be back.
And you'll never be back.
Thank you, our God.
Thank you, our God.
Let it happen. Cause it to happen.
Cause it to happen.
Whatever you do right now, don't you stop tithing. Mm. Don't you stop sowing offerings. Well, they won't let us go to church. Well, email it in there, text and give or something, but you get your tithe in that church. If you have to go take it down there and drop it off in the, unstick it under the door or something,
you get
that tithe in that church, you get that offering in that church, and then you go home and you do what we're supposed to do.
See, there are pimps. And they're charlatans, and they're people who will exploit any opportunity because they have no scruples. So what is this? It's just like, oh, we got an opportunity to get what we want. You selfish bastards. Back off. Think of the overall good. You are pushing an agenda that essentially benefits a handful of people.
Mm-hmm.
What is and with these people?
They're psychos. And you know what? They've been drinking their own neoliberal Kool-Aid.
Radio, DJ.
One nation, one station.
All right, guys, right now you're listening to the voice of Valerie Denise Jones. Hope you're having a great day. Please meet me on Instagram. I'm Instagram at Valerie Denise Jones and also Miss MS Valerie Denise Jones. I played the audio clip for you guys, and I just want to say to you, please pray before you pay. Pray before you pay. Because, you know, if God puts it on your heart that you need to continue tithing and supporting your local church or charity, then please do so. Please do so without thinking about it, because the universe, not man, will reciprocate that energy. God loves a cheerful giver, so whatever he puts on your heart, please make sure that you don't doubt it, that you just move forward. But guys, please don't let anybody pimp you. Please do not do that. And also, please do not believe ever in your life, believe that somebody can blow on you and rid you and or your city, state, or country, or nation of a coronavirus that, you know, is part of an epidemic. Please do not believe that they can just blow it away in the name of Jesus. But anyway, guys, let's find out what Joshua Brown and Dr. Short had to say regarding this. I'm out.
Am I on?
You know, I had, but yes, now Brother Larry joined us. You know, they sabotaged a call. When I was talking, it would keep shifting me to taking the merge out, so y'all didn't hear what I was saying to y'all. I'm sorry. See, Brother Larry is one of these political people. They mess with his phone whenever we talk. I don't know. They're afraid I'm going to learn some Black Panther secrets and pass it on. So I had him call in. But these no-good preachers, Kenneth Copeland is the biggest racist of them all. Most people forget that Fred Price out of California, a little Negro preacher, that said if you had a broke car, you had to park furthest away from the church, and if you had a Bentley, you could park up close to the church. Well, his son, his confused son, I think it's the same son, wanted to get with the white girl, Kenneth Copeland. We don't want a nigger with our daughter. We don't care how big his father is. And when Kenneth Copeland said, well, my son's as good as anybody else, they said, he's so good, we're taking you off Christian television to teach you that your little son needs to keep his little wiener with Black girls. And that's why Fred Price started writing all these books about racism in the Bible. All of a sudden, when his son can't get some white nookie, he starts talking about race for the first time. He only talked about money, and he was a coon. And that's, if it's the same son who succeeded him, They made him step down. The allegation is that he was cheating on his wife. They haven't said with who. Hearsay is it wasn't another woman, but I'm not in that. But he did step down. But Kenneth Copeland's a racist. He's a liar. He's an apostate. He's a fraud. He's a $5 Indian like Rocket Man, a.k.a. Is a Bitch Warren, the one from Massachusetts that dropped out that's a white supremacist. You know, the one that looks like Elton John with no piano and no facelift?
Pocahontas, man. But go ahead.
Yeah, you might, you know. That, these despicable people, these preachers are awful. They all need to be taxed. All of them need to be. They need to pay a hypocrite tax. You know what? They'd go out of business. If they had to pay 5% per hypocrite, they'd all be debtors. I love Corona. Shut all these fake-ass churches down. They don't want to teach people about being righteous or loving your neighbor or caring for one another or supporting the best person running. They get money under the table from these politicians. They're all crooks. I'm glad that these guys are broke. In fact, I feel the same way about some of these churches getting shut down as I do when they board up a crack house. In fact, the crack house, at least it delivers crack. House of God.
Let me say something, interject something in there. And entirely too many of them have changed booty call to real booty call where they're getting booty, not twat.
Yes. You're right. They're no good. And
see, that's part of this cabal they have where they do all of this stuff in the name of justice and being fair to everybody, and they are, like you said, preacher, they need the hypocrite award for being hypocrites. Everybody else gets free speech with them. It's Orwellian Animal Farm. All of the animals are equal except the pigs are more equal. They're the pigs.
And then the Lifetime Achievement Award for lying to God, representing them as a caucasoid, a transgender, instead of even, you know, and go to the church and everything is white. In fact, if you put white paper in the offering, they think it's money. But you put a black piece of paper in there, man, they have the guard security put you out. I mean, they think what Christianity is kissing white people's ass. It's plain and simple. A real talk.
Today's show is sponsored by My Olive Leaf. Please visit myoliveleaf.biz to shop for olive leaf extracts, which will assist your efforts to transform your life, detox your body, increase your energy, get restful sleep, and rid your body of antiviral, antibacterial, and antifungal properties. Do not delay. Contact the MOL reps today. Please visit myoliveleaf.biz for their full line of olive leaf extracts and moringa products. Oh yeah, for those of you who would like a personal consultation, please call the MOL reps at 612-567-3263. Also visit their website and social media pages for the latest on sales, new releases and more. Have a great day. See you in the comments section.